It was honestly a night to remember. And for me, last year, Miami, they got me last year. I think I had six or seven strikeouts in that series, and every single one of them was fastball in for a looking strikeout. So basically, going into that, that was one of the pitches I was looking for because I thought that they were going to do it again. And first pitch that I got was fastball in, so that was exactly what I was looking for. So I luckily got the bow out there and got to hit that one. And then running around the bases, just everybody going wild. And it was the first thing in that ballpark. It was crazy. I had chills running around the bases.
Nathan Hickey from the University of Florida Gators and his high school head coach, Coach Makowitz from the Providence School in Jacksonville on episode 60 of River City Hardball. And Nathan, you mentioned, so there's two outs, bottom of the first, you're catching Friday night, you come up to the plate. You said you mentioned that you were looking for that fastball. You got it on the first pitch. Take me through your emotions, your feelings when you connected on that ball.
I mean, I hit it, and I knew right off the bat that I didn't get all of it, and I saw it go up in the air, and I was like, "Oh man, I missed that one!" And ball just kept going up in the air, and I'm rounding first base. The right fielder is right up against the wall, and he jumps up for it, and the ball goes over, and just all the adrenaline rushes through my body. I'm yelling, "Let's go!" The dugout's jumping up and down, and you just hear the fans roar behind you as you're rounding the bases. It was awesome.
Coach Mack, what did you think about when you saw Nathan hit that ball?
We were very, very pumped, him and his ex-teammates. I know even as close to like a week or 2 weeks ago, he didn't feel terrible, but wasn't like locked in. And then he got a lot of sicknesses. I didn't know if you were aware, but he had some, irritated tooth. It was infected. He lost about 15, 20 pounds. Swing didn't feel great, but just those days leading up before the first game and then the actual game where it just starts clicking for him. His baseball IQ is really high, and he's not just a talent that just grabs a bat and swings and has no idea what he's doing. That's what makes him a very difficult out over a series, because he will be adjusting and adapting to either making mechanical changes on his part and or figuring out what the other team's trying to do, their pitch sequence, how they're trying to get him out, which makes him a very tough one. But to see him get such a great start, that's always ideal for a kid, to start hot like that. And like he said, I know the Florida Miami baseball rivalry, first game in the ballpark, you had so many factors, the long wait for COVID. It wasn't just another home run, which he said a bunch of them, but he'll remember that one when he's my age for sure.
Nathan, you are now the answer to a trivia question for the rest of your life. Who hit the first home run in the new Florida ballpark? What does that feel like?
It's cool. I didn't even think about it, honestly. I didn't even realize it till after the game. My dad came up to me. He was like, "Do you realize like what just happened?" And he told me, and I was like, "No way!" And it was honestly cool. That's gonna be something that I'll remember probably for the rest of my life.
Jake, when you look at this roster for Florida, you've got Jacob Young out of Ponte Vedra leading off. At least on Friday, he was. You've got Colby Halter out of Bishop Kenny. Tucker Talbot, I actually saw from Providence, is on that roster. There's a bunch of Jacksonville guys on this Florida team right now, Nathan.
Yeah, there are. Everyone there, it's basically like a family. And, going into it, I knew Jacob was there. I've played with Jacob since I was 10 years old. So I was really close with him. All the kids from Jacksonville, all of them are, they're fighters. They love to compete. Baseball's in their blood. They're competitors. Everyone on that team is a competitor. It's a really, really good team. Everyone there hates losing, loves winning. It's a really good team. The talent's there. Everything's there. I just guess the series just got away from us a little bit.
Yeah, Miami did take two out of three, but you guys are coming back to Jacksonville coming up tomorrow, a 6:05 start against the University of North Florida. What is it going to feel like to come back home and play ball?
It's going to be awesome. I love playing baseball no matter where it is, especially coming back home, getting to see, getting to watch me play. It's just going to be a regular baseball game. I mean, we're playing UNF. UNF's good. Every team that we'll play from here on out is really good. I have utmost respect for UNF, and I have utmost respect for everyone else. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to come back home and, you know, getting to play them.
Coach Mack, you've known Nathan Hickey for a long time. We were talking off the air a moment ago that this guy saw at bats as a seventh grader. Tell me about Nathan Hickey and what you've seen him, how you've seen him grow over the years.
Yeah, like I mentioned you could tell at a young age he was going to be good. I mean, in seventh grade, he didn't know how good. And then after my first year coaching him through that seventh grade, he practiced with us a lot, didn't get much playing time then. But then to be an everyday starter at some point in his eighth grade year. But everything I taught him, he was a sponge. And so he knew he was good then, but he had a desire to always get better. And it happened for him fairly quick, and he stayed the course. Some of the guys he played with, he played on a lot of elite summer teams, and he knew he could play with those guys. And some of those guys were getting love a year or two before him, and he was getting frustrated. And I told him at a young age, I said, they just haven't seen it yet. They will, because he was every bit as good as those guys, if not better. And 6 months, 9 months later, one weekend, he went from no offers to almost, you know, half the ACC or SEC. And then they just realized, but he knew, and I knew, and his coaches, and that he was going to be a very, very good player. But he just, no matter how good he is now, 6 months later, he's not going to be the same guy. And that's some of the stuff I told a lot of the scouts when the draft was coming his senior year, that he's a guy, because that's a big thing with scouts. Like, do you think he's capped out? Do you think he's maxed out? And he's not. I felt like, and this is a huge compliment towards him, I don't know if he'll know how big, but I told him that if he were to be dropped in high A ball immediately after his senior year of high school, I think he would have pushed to have been on the all-star team. Like, he would have been a very good player to all-star, and almost you can't really say that about too many high school kids. There's a lot that have the tool set that could go play A ball, but to be able to actually produce and be an all-star and not just have the tools. And so his approach and his smart, and that's why I know when he plays pro ball, he's going to produce, and he's going to be able to hit left-handed pitching because his approach and his mechanics and everything are so well. He's a guy that really grades when you're like, man, can he handle SEC pitching? And having a bunch of conversations with Sully when they were getting ready to pull the trigger. And I told him, I bet my name on it, my house on it, that there was no doubt in my mind that he could hit. It was just a matter of how fast could he break in through the starting lineup. But yeah, he's a special player, and a lot of other guys don't know. And I told the scouts the same. He could play three different positions and make it to the big leagues. My favorite comp of all the great players I've ever had, the scouts always ask, okay, you know, who would you compare him to in the big leagues? His is the best that I've ever felt like it's exactly him, is Max Muncy for the Dodgers. And if you watch Big League Baseball, you know how valuable Max Muncy is in the middle of the lineup hitter in the World Series champs. But he could play first. He could play second. He can catch. His at-bats are just some of the highest quality. He makes pitchers work. I mean, there's so many. Body type is similar. So I've been singing his praises for a while, and it's due. There's a lot of good things coming his way.
Nathan, how do you feel about that comp? And I want to go back to growing up. Did you model your game after anybody that you saw play?
I wouldn't say I modeled it after anybody. I would say that I watched my cousin growing up. He's with the Brewers right now, and he got drafted out of high school. I watched him all the time. So, I mean, I saw how he played, and I just wanted to be better than he was, honestly, growing up. It was kind of like the competitive nature that I had. Like, I wanted to be that. Like, I wanted to be, like, that guy, like, for, you know, especially for, like, my family. I wanted to be that person, you know, just to help them out. Honestly, that was kind of – growing up, that was kind of what it was. But as for the comp, I think that's perfect. I love Max Muncy. I can see it. I can see that. That's how my body type is. He is a competitor at the plate. He is a competitor in the field. He plays multiple positions as well. I mean, that's fine with me. I just want to hit. I want to go in there. I want to score runs. I want to, you you know, move runners. I want to, you know, hit the baseball as hard as I can. That's kind of what my mindset is. And that's what the mindset for Max Muncy is too.
Nathan, you DH and you also catch for Florida. How are they going to break that up this year, depending on the playing time for each?
For each catcher?
For just whenever you're going to catch and whenever you're going to DH. Just depends on who's out there?
Yeah, so the whole fall and the whole spring, I caught Tommy Mace and I caught Hunter Barco every single time they're on there on the mound. And then the first series came, I caught the first game, and I hit really well. They came up to me and they're like, hey, like, we don't want to mess up. We don't want to move the lineup around. I mean, our lineup was good yesterday, good last night. And they're like, you're going to catch Jack today. So I think it's going to switch around a little bit. I think I'm going to catch Fridays and Sundays. And then we're going to have our freshman catcher, Mac Gassetti, catch on Saturdays is what I think is going to happen. But if I catch Fridays and Saturdays, that's fine with me. I want to catch and I want to hit.
Coach Mac, where did he play for you in high school? And, you know, you think DH and catcher are his strongest positions right now?
Yeah, if you're saying future in the big leagues, I would say catcher, second base for him. For us, he played short at a young age. He was so consistent. He's got a strong arm. You know, he can make the throw across the diamond. He was very consistent, can make all the plays. And, you know, and high school, shortstop and catcher are the two most valuable positions. When he was younger, we had some really good catchers. And we didn't. Our infield was thin, so our best team was him at short, and the other guys could catch. And then when he became older, and Florida was mainly interested in him as catcher, so I wanted to get him innings back there. But it was also a good fit because that's our best team. We had some other infielders that could play, and then him behind the plate. But a big part, yeah, we want to win. But one of my top things I want to do is prepare them, the guys that are playing at the next level, to be a minor leagues for the SEC. And so not only getting guys there, but they're ready to play their first year. We've put them through the ringer. We've multiple positions. We've put a high demand on them because I knew the program Sully would run, and I would be doing Hickey a disservice if I was soft on him because I knew what Sully's got waiting for him. You better have thick skin and you better be ready to work. And so I put him through the ringer, and he always responded. Sometimes I had to get my size 14 and, you know, kick his butt a little bit, but just super coachable. It was just absolute blast to coach. The majority of the kids I get, I have to pump them up. They're really good kids that I have to fire up and get them going. It was very refreshing because with Hickey, I actually had to pull him back. he was the firecracker ready to go. And sometimes he would be too much on that, which was, you know, you have a great player when you have to do that type of stuff. I never had to get him really fired up to play or compete. I mean, if you played ping pong against him, he wants to beat you, you know? So it was refreshing, and I knew he would be a perfect, when he was thinking about which program to pick, he would fit perfect because he can respond to that high demand that Sully was going to put on. I mean, you cannot slack in that program at all. And that's why they then produced at the next level at such a high. They signed talented guys, but in a year or two, they're not the same dude. They are drastically better. I tell anybody, I compare them to Alabama football, that when Alabama football wins all these national titles, but everyone says, oh, they just signed the best players. Yeah, the Gators signed super talented guys, but development is what wins them their titles, their SEC titles, going to that's the secret to there, and that's Sully and his coaching staff. And so there's no better place to prep Nathan to play AA in a couple years.
Final few moments here with Coach Mackowitz from Providence and Nathan Hickey of Providence and the University of Florida. Nathan, this Florida team came into the season, this first series, number one in the country. This team has a real chance, not just to make it to Omaha, but to hoist that national championship trophy. What type of talent does this Florida team have, and how far do you think you guys can go?
This team is definitely the most talented team that, you know, I've ever been on. I mean, we have the same team from last year, except we lost Austin Langworthy and Braden Smith. we brought in a top five recruiting class. I mean, everyone knows that. You can just look online and read it. But honestly, I didn't know how, like, the freshmen would mix in with, like, the older guys or, you know, even my class. But they got here, all of them put their nose down and got to work. None of them, you know, were, like, trying to get here in big league people. All of them knew, you know, kind of where they were. They knew who they were, and they got here. And the talent's there. There's no doubt about it. It's all we have. A staff. Every pitcher that we have is mid-90s has been there. I mean, we have a guy who's been up to 101. I mean, we have the talent's there. I just think that we just need to piece these little pieces together, the ones that didn't get put together for the Miami series. But once we put those pieces together, it's going to be fun, and we're going to be the team to beat.
Nathan, what's it like to play for Coach Kevin O'Sullivan? And can you remember any piece of advice, maybe the best piece of advice he's ever given you?
I love the guy. I am so glad that I made the decision to come here. Sully is – I don't even know how to say it, but he is he's a guy. He's a different guy. His mind's different, but it's good. I remember freshman year when I got there and I was hitting poorly, and I was just in my head about it. I was like, oh, what am I doing? What's going on? Like, I need to be hitting these pitches. And he came up to me and he goes, why are you upset? I was like, Coach, I'm 0-for-3 on the day and I'm hitting, you know, balls hard right at people. He goes, so? He goes, you're hitting the ball hard? And he goes, I don't care where it goes. He goes, you hit the ball hard. He goes, you came here to hit. You're hitting the ball in the barrel. He goes, just do it. And since then, it's kind of – I get there, and I just find the pitches I can get the barrel on, and I just try to do that as much as I can since then.
Final few moment here with Coach Mackowitz. Coach, you're familiar with Coach O'Sullivan. Expound upon what Nathan just said there.
Sure, I got to play for him for 2 years, and he's the best pitching coach I've ever seen in my life. So it's not a coincidence that he develops his pitchers, but he knows the whole game, but just super intense. He's just a guy, his way of motivating, he'll push your buttons. He will make you mad on purpose. He will come after you. It's that program is not for the faint of heart. You have to have a high desire to win, a high desire to play at the next level, because he will. And he got the best out of me. And not everyone can play there. I've had really good players that aren't made to be able to handle that. So when I do have the right kid that has the talent and the makeup to be able to do it. But he's a very high intense, kind of a quick, funny story. But on the Cape Cod, when we got there, he gave one kid each one time for the summer to yell back at the coach. He says, I'm going to make you so mad, I'll give you one shot, but you only get one shot, so you better make it count. The entire team used it up in the first week of the season. All 15 guys on the squad, because he went right after you. That was his way. That's the way. That was one of his ways to motivate and to really tick you off and get you going, and it worked. And it got us fired up, and then after a while, we started seeing what he was doing, how high his baseball IQ was. When he spoke, everyone listened. And so when Florida hired him, I was shocked because he didn't have head coaching experience, but they did the same with their basketball coach. I already forgot his name, but he's in the NBA now, Donovan.
Yep.
When they hired Billy Donovan, he wasn't a lot of experience. So I knew that program was going to go off the chart. I'm so glad that he got that opportunity, because I knew he would blow the program up. But yeah, he's a very intense individual.
I have to agree with that.
Nathan, have you ever yelled at Coach O'Sullivan?
Absolutely not. Growing up, my dad taught me, you know, you got to respect authority. So that's, yep. He's my authority. I can never see myself. You can ask Coach Mack. I can never see myself turn around and yelling at like my coach or anybody who's older than me and, you know, has, you know, the authority over me. I don't think I could ever, no matter how mad they got me, I don't think I'd ever see myself turn around and just yelling right back at him.
It's a big difference between summer ball and spring college school ball. And plus, that was Sully's first head coaching. I mean, he was in his early 20s, mid-20s. So it was a different time. But,
Hey, Nathan, final question. You have 7 hits, 2 homers, you're slugging over 1,000, you're on base is through the roof. Do you realize the kind of start you've gotten off to? I mean, how you feel right now at the plate?
I feel really good, and honestly, I don't really want to know how good that I've started. I kind of just want to just keep going, just keep playing. I don't really want to get into it that much. I mean, I feel really locked in at the plate. I'm seeing everything really well. So I'm just going to keep going off that, just keep getting barrels on the ball and just letting it happen.
Coach Makowicz and Nathan Hickey from Providence and the University of North Florida, University of Florida. They play tomorrow evening, 6:05, UNF and Florida. Coach Makowicz and Nathan Hickey from the University of Florida Gators. Guys, this is great stuff. I could do this all night. I really appreciate your time. And Nathan, best of luck, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Coach Mack, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for what you do. You really make high school baseball, these guys, all these great ones that come through, just make it better. So thanks.